Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And right now we got Mr. Eddie C. Ed Coleman's report is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need, and by MGM Sports. Bet MGM Sports. Place your parlays, props, and future bets at the King of Sportsbook. Get the app today. Bet MGM Sports. Mr. Coleman, well, I was wondering after six why DeGrom came out when he was so dominant, but I have a little theory that Will Myers might have saved the Mets season. You want to hear it?
Sure. Why not, Rich?
If, in fact, he hadn't hit that dribbler that went for a base hit where the shift hadn't employed anybody on the second base side, and he's still throwing a no-hitter, do you think Jacob DeGrom would have said, yeah, you know, my elbow's tightened up, I'm going to come out? Or do you think he might have said, geez, I'm throwing a no-hitter through six, let me see if I can get this done? What do you think?
Well, knowing Jake, I think that he probably would feel that I'm going to do this eventually anyway, so I think I'll just take the early exit tonight. That's my sense. Anyway, I hate to shoot your theory down, but
well, I mean, you know, we know the whole Terry Collins thing with this, You know, Santana, all that kind of thing about how, you know, gee, I didn't want to leave him in that many pitches, and you know, you get the feeling, you're right, that DeGrom one of these days is going to throw a no hitter, and maybe even this year. But it's rare when you go through six and you think, you know,
yeah, no,
three more
innings. I get you. It's, you know, listen, any time he takes the ball and goes out there, I think everyone has that sense. And you kind of got that sense last night, actually. You know, he had kind of built up to this start. He had, 63 pitches, I think, three starts ago, then 70, and then he built up to 85 the last time. But, yeah, you know, you kind of figured he'd go 100 or so or maybe more last night. But, you know, Jake knows his body better than anybody else, and he's a corrector on the mound. You know, he can figure things out and correct himself on the mound as well as anybody. So he felt something and came out. He did the right thing. And, you know, as he said last night, he thinks he'll be out there in 5 days. So did Luis Rojas, for that matter. He said the same thing. So you don't worry that much about it. We'll see if anything further happens today. But, you know, hopefully he'll be back out there on Wednesday. You know, we'll see. They need it right now because they have a lot of games in a row. 33 and 31 days, I think it was, when they started. So it's a lot of baseball.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, DeGrom has had elbow problems in the past. He's had Tommy John and all that. And he said, mm-hmm. Hey, look, I know what that is like, and this isn't it. So hopefully he's right and he can come back and get the next start. Because as you say, this is going to be the gauntlet for the Mets. They're already, you know, Peterson has been awful lately, and you can't count on him. In fact, I think in another circumstance, he'd be at Syracuse now. But they really don't have any alternatives, do they?
Well, they, you know, listen, they certainly have guys that can put in there, and we'll see what happens. They signed Nick Tropiano yesterday. They have other guys at Triple-A, Yamamoto, Wyckoff, and you know, and others. We'll see what happens. And they're, you know, they're looking around for pitching as well. But you know, the three guys at the top of the rotation certainly have been
terrific. Yeah,
they have been. I mean, Taijuan Walker, he's been 1A to me. If DeGrom's one, he's been great. And Stroman has given you good efforts just about every time out as well too. I asked Jake last night whether any of the he's had a lot of delays because this season has been so kind of staggered for the Mets. They had the delay at the start of the season when he was ready to go on opening day. He had 7 days between his second and third start. Then he had 11 days between his fifth and sixth starts. And he was on the injured list, not the DL, but the IL now. 16 days between starts there. And I just wondered whether, all that kind of stop and start and then, ramping up for a start had something to do with it. And he said he really didn't know. He really couldn't answer that. But, whether it does or doesn't, it doesn't matter. Hopefully he gets through this and everything's okay and he can get out there every 5 days because they need him every 5 days right now for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I brought this up with Sweeney. I was going to save it for you. But, Alonzo looking in the camera going, it's a fact. Baseball is trying to suppress the hitters this year because they're trying to save money with the free agents and everything. And I think that's nonsense and balderdash and whatever. But malarkey, there you go. There's a word. But Sweeney said, well, the way baseball manipulates things, there might be some credibility. What's your take on it?
I think Pete's, it's a theory, I'm sure that players have talked about it, for sure. My sense, when I heard that, thought about it, I don't, it's, I guess a knock on baseball, because I don't know if anybody in baseball is smart enough to figure that out. I just don't know if the hierarchy in baseball, the way they've run things over the last few years is, smart enough to do that. Let's put it that way. Okay. So I don't know if there's a conspiracy theory or not. My sense would be no, but, I'm sure the players have thought about that and talked about it and some believe it too, for that matter.
Well, I look at the risk reward. Yeah. They may save a little bit of money on long-term contracts for hitters if the numbers are down. However, we've been talking forever about the game and not being entertaining and trying to inject offense and balls in play and all of that. So would baseball really risk, lowering the ratings and everything else and making the game less interesting just to save a few million one particular season? So it just seems that that's a bridge that they wouldn't want to go over.
Yeah, and it also, if you hurt one segment of the game or one segment of the players, you're aiding another segment of the players. So, to me, that's why it doesn't really hold water in that sense. Baseball has, I don't think, done a terrific job in trying to figure out how to make this game better or more exciting or more entertaining. So, I don't think that's the way to go about it either.
Would not think so. Well, the interesting thing is when some of the guys get back and you got Davis now and, Nimmo, they finally found out what it is, at least. You're going to get some guys coming back. McNeil is going to rehab games, followed by Conforto. You just wonder with guys like Pilar playing so well and Villar contributing that it's going to be interesting when they come back how often they put the regulars in because before they came out, they weren't doing as well.
True. Listen, it makes the bench mob, so to speak, that much stronger and better for sure because, guys like the, Villar, Pilar, Peraza, they've all stepped in and done a great job. And one guy that came out of nowhere, and they've got to figure out how to keep this guy is Billy McKinney, who has been terrific for them. Quick bat, popping his bat as well too. At worst, a left-handed bat off the bench. Guy's been great. I mean, he's I think he's played 13 games. He has 13 hits, and 10 of them have been for extra bases. He's got 5 doubles, 4 homers, and a triple. Been great, and just about everybody that they have plugged in has done a great job. So it makes your depth that much better. It's tough that some guys will you know, have to lessen those roles when other guys come back. But, you know, it does make you a deeper and a better team. And if guys who are regulars struggle, well, then you can reach for guys who have, you know, certainly stepped in and done a very good job. So they're tough decisions, but, you know, they're not necessarily the worst decisions to have in the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, one prime example right now, Dominic Smith, who's struggling again after coming on some, and you're thinking, gee, McKinney is doing so well, and if they get Conforto back and Nimmo and everybody else and Pilar, you know, they want Pilar there, you know, Dom Smith may get some reduced playing time unless he starts to rake like you know
well,
he can.
Well, listen, I think it's possible for any of the regulars if, you know, you've expanded your depth or whatever, you know, you put the best players out there and guys who are hot. And the other part is I think Luis Rojas has done a great job of and the Mets, I think, as a team, they've done a lot of the work and the science behind the scenes is to keep guys ready and not push them too much to try to keep them healthy. There's been so many soft tissue injuries this year and so many teams are plagued by it. And the Mets would be, you know, right one of the top teams around that have been plagued by it, obviously. But, you know, they're trying to work and give guys enough rest so that you don't have those injuries that'll, you know, knock you out for the amount of time that we've had a lot of the regulars out. So hopefully that works out in the long run for him better.
Okay. Well, Eddie, listening on the radio, you're doing a great job. Keep it up, and we'll talk next weekend.
You got it, Rich. Thanks, man.
Okay.
See you.
Ed Coleman doing some play-by-play and commentary on the radio and doing a bang-up job. Boy, he sounds great.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.